Guardian, Greenland rain is stark sign of climate crisis. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 21, 2021. The woke Guardian newspaper has attributed August rainfall on Greenland's ice cap to global warming, insisting that the event constitutes a stark sign of the climate crisis. Across Greenland, an estimated 7 billion tons of rain was released from the clouds during an exceptionally hot 3 days in Greenland when temperatures were 18°C higher than average in places, The Guardian stated Friday. The rainfall was an unprecedented event, the newspaper declared, and the precipitation is a stark sign of the climate crisis. The Guardian cited Ted Scambos, a scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center at the University of Colorado, who told CNN, "What is going on is not simply a warm decade or two in a wandering climate pattern. This is unprecedented. We are crossing thresholds not seen in millennia. And frankly, this is not going to change until we adjust what we are doing to the air," Scambos said. The Guardian has been a frontline crusader for climate panic, insisting that climate change is as certain as Auschwitz and every bit as deadly. Among its various hyperbolic claims, The Guardian has declared that global warming is a greater threat than either terrorism or a foreign invasion, that it is causing the wings of nightingales to get shorter, endangering their ability to migrate, that climate change is racist, that it caused lower potato yields in 2018 resulting in 1 inch shorter palm fruit, and that without urgent action to adapt to and confront global heating, Europe could face catastrophic forest fires, floods, droughts and deluges by the year 2100. The Guardian's commitment to climate alarmism is nothing new. The newspaper famously predicted in 1999 that by the year 2020, Spain will be ridden with malaria, the eastern Mediterranean will be as hot as the Sahara Desert, flash floods will swamp parts of the American coastline and there will be almost no snow in the Alps. In May 2019, The Guardian announced a decision to overhaul its official lexicon on global warming, banning anything that hints of uncertainty regarding climate alarmism. The newspaper declared that it would no longer speak of climate skepticism but only of deniers, while replacing terms like climate change and global warming with the more emotionally charged expressions climate crisis and global heating. The Guardian's shift to enhanced climate rhetoric followed the publication of a study by advertising consultants from Spark Neuro, suggesting that the expressions global warming and climate change were not scary enough. The group recommended speaking of climate crisis or environmental collapse because they produced a significantly stronger emotional response in a market sample. The same year, Extinction Rebellion, XR, spokesperson Zion Light straightforwardly noted on British television, "Alarmist language works." In 2020, The Guardian announced a decision to no longer accept advertising from oil and gas companies, becoming the first major global news organization to institute an outright ban on taking money from companies that extract fossil fuels. The Guardian now appeals for donations from readers following every article it publishes on climate change, noting with pride its commitment to stoking climate panic. With much of the U.S. now trapped in a vicious cycle of heat, wildfires and drought, our climate journalism has never been more essential, and we need your support to keep producing it, the newspaper states. We view the climate crisis as the defining issue of our time, it declares. It is already here, making growing parts of our planet uninhabitable. As parts of the world emerge from the pandemic, carbon emissions are again on the rise, risking a rare opportunity to transition to a more sustainable future. Follow at Williams Rome.